وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. فبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى. And he is the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation in addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all tonight in our tafsir classes, which are related to the last juz, and we today dealing with Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah number 88. Alhamdulillah, we had covered two classes related to this surah already, and today, inshallah, we're going to have the third class related to Surah Al-Ghashiyah, and it is possible going to be the last class for this surah. We already had covered up to verse number 16, and today, inshallah, we're supposed to start with verse number 17. And inshallah, as usually, we start to read the surah first, and we're going to recite the new verses for today also. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. Again, the Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah number 88, and we start a new verse today, which is verse number 17. أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كيف خلقت أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت أفلا why not or do not is a formality of making a question of how come, why they don't not. Yanzuruna, this is a verb, the verb nazara. Nazara means to look. ينظرون why they don't reflect, why they don't look, why they don't examine. The word is nazara, and your vision called nazar, but here also can be meant to examine or to check out or to reflect. إلى at or to الإبل. الإبل is a plural, means a camel. كيف is a question word which means how. خلقت from the verb خلق to create. خلقت been created. Again أفلا why not. ينظرون they look. إلى means at. الإبل is a plural and means the camels. كيف is a question word, like you say to somebody, كيف حالك, how are you. So كيف means how. خلقت past participle tense mean been created. Alright, we see that this surah had discussed the kuffar as well as the Muslims. So also the punishment of the kuffar and the reward of the Muslim. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do they not look at the camels? how they are created. What is the relationship between this verse and the previous verses? Those people who rejecting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those people who denying Islam, Allah questioning them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, why they did not look to these camels to be a means which leads them to the ability and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose the camels? This Quran, as we understand, started to the Arab, or revealed, came in the beginning to the Arab, although been extended to all mankind. But those are the foundation. Those people who are going to be Muslims in that time, they're going to formulate the foundation of the Muslim community in the future. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inviting them to believe, and this belief to be through examination and reflection on God's creation. And the most closer thing to the Arab and the Bedouin people in that time, or the whole society of Arabia, are the camels. Everybody sees the camels. People to travel, they have camels. People, this is their business. Mostly, this is their transportation. So it means a lot to them. So this is something which they have it in front of their tents. They see it in the street, it's everywhere. Although there is other things there from animals, that by looking and reflecting on it, it will lead you to Allah and shows you the ability of Allah. But the camel was something special to use to usually to the huge size of this animal, the formulation of this animal, the benefit of this animal. They eat the meat, they drink the milk, use it as transportation, they carry their luggage on it, and also the power that in this animal, how strong and how patient this animal, how it can go for a long distance without food or water, how it can survive the heat and the traveling through the desert, and also how this camel with this huge built body, a little child can lead it. Subhanallah. How big is the camel? But a simple, small kid can take a rope and lead the camel, and the camel never tell him no. The camel also carry big weight, and usually most of the animals that carry people and carry loads, it stands up. And you put the load in it, like the horse or the donkey. The camel is totally different. The camel will sit down, and you will load it, and after this he will get up with this load. And you know, this is not easy. You can even know somebody lifting something, lifting weight, standing up, different from being in sitting position. The camel can sit, and you can load and put as much you want, and after this you ask him to get up, he will get up with this load with no problem. So basically, the camel is the closer thing to the Arab and to this society in this, and by reflection on the camel, it can lead them to Iman and faith and belief, because by reflecting in the creation, it can lead you to the Creator. Okay, so this is not limited to Arabia or to the Arab, because as I said, the Quran started there in Arabia, but it didn't come only for the Arab. What about somebody living in America today, as example? You say, I don't even have a camel. Neither I ever saw a camel. I maybe saw it in a movie or in the zoo. You see, this was only one verse in the Quran. But look in the whole Quran, you found other things that Allah telling you to reflect on it. And even in the next verse. So don't worry about the camel. Okay? But Allah even sent to us, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. In your own self, why you don't reflect? If you see your digestive system, if you see the breathing system, if you can see the fingerprint, all what you need to think about your own self. If you even think about, if you go study nowadays, okay, with all these labs and technology, look, go and reflect and think about the eyes. How does the eye see? Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not limit it to the camel. But this was for a certain people that been addressed. Okay? To reflect on the camel. But by reflecting in any of Allah's creation will lead you to Allah, because the creation is address or an introduction to the Creator. By seeing the mighty and the wonderful and the amazing things of the creation, it leads you to the Creator, which much, much, much greater than His creation. As example, he found that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after this, he said, وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Alright? So whatever kind of a study field like you're in, okay, you have enough to lead you to Allah. So now let's put the camel aside for a moment. So Allah is talking now about the sky. Okay? This is the kind of a study you're studying. It should lead you to Allah. Only if you are serious and sincere. What is your study? Geology? The knowledge of the earth and the dirt? And the earth, it will lead you to the same thing. He found that Allah gave us more than one thing. After he talked about this, he talked about the mountains, and he went to talk about the earth. So don't let somebody come and fool you and tell you, listen, this is for the Arab, it talks about the camels. What about the study of the atmosphere? What about the study of the clouds and the winds? And nowadays they found schools and university and books and a lot of things about study of only one thing of these things. So if you're going to study the camel, or you're going to study agriculture, or you're going to study the sky, or you're going to study the earth, or you're going to study the mountains, each one of them has enough information to lead you to the Creator. Because when we look to the purpose of the mountains and how the mountains have been created, and as Allah said in other surah, وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادَ. Okay? How does Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man living in the desert, okay, never been in a school, never have magnified glass, never went to have a computer, knows that the mountain serve as a peg, or as a nail, or a wetted, okay, is something to keep the ground down, to keep the earth not shaking, to be like, understand, you put the tent, and after this you take these sticks and put them to the side, what you call them, things, okay? And you nail it and you tighten it, so when the wind comes, it doesn't fly. So in actuality, this nail or this wood nail, if you want to call it like this, when you see it, it's shaped like this. You go with the sharp pointy. The more you go down, it comes more sharp and more narrow. If you study the mountain, we see the mountain on the surface of the earth, the bottom of it so huge and big, and but the more you go up, it comes narrow, okay, and smaller. But in actuality, if you go and study what under and beneath the surface of the earth, you found it totally different. It looked like a nail, and you, the nail or the peg that you found it in the end, the more sharp and more pointy. You know what I'm talking about? So you found that in actuality, that the mountain been put on the earth to keep it not to be moving, not to be shaken, so people can be able to be stabilized and to be able to live and walk and to build. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ. Usually, to elevate or to lift up something, you need what? Pillars. You need supports. But when you look, and when you travel, you don't be traveling and after this you hit a support or a nail in front of you, or a pillar, and say, oh, this was holding the sky. We don't see these things. Okay? So Allah telling them, why don't reflect about how Allah raise up and hold up the sky? And that no pillar. In another verse it says, no pillar that you may see it. It can be understood that there is pillar, but in a fashion that we could not see it with our own eyes. And there is other tafsir, it says that is no pillar totally. And both of them are amazing. Because one, it says that there is pillar, but we could not see it. Like they call this, what they call, what you call this? The gravity. Okay? But when the other tafsir is telling you that is not totally any pillar or support. So this also is amazing that, yeah, I don't see anything. But how this big umbrella, the sky, standing like this with no support? Okay? Exactly. But it tells that it's something that we could not see it. Alright? When you study the things, they found it. So, but Allah is telling us, reflect. So that means in anything in the universe, if we reflect, we see the ability of Allah is supposed to lead us to Allah. Let us know, because the mother nature doesn't think, does not have the ability to arrange things. So will be a transgressor and wrongdoing that we attribute things to the mother nature and forget about the creator. You see, as example, the plant, there is no computer under the ground making the branch going up and the root go down. Why always the root go down? What does the earth or the dirt know about it? But Allah. So a reflection on anything, even in a fly or an elephant, it will lead you to Allah. The elephant is so big and the fly is so small, and both of them, you study them, it will lead you to Allah. But if you're blind, you are not going to see anything. And when we say blind, that means your heart is closed. Okay? You already have your own conclusion about things, the mother nature. You don't want to understand anything else. وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. All these four, five verses is inviting mankind in any society, in any time, to reflect on Allah's creation, so to lead you to Allah, so that you worship Him instead of devoting yourself to the creation of Allah. Devote yourself to the Creator of all things. How many verses? أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ. Four verses. Invitation to who? To all mankind. Now doesn't matter if you are a learned person, educated person, or a person who doesn't know even to count, or for you to reflect, think, use your mind, use your brain which Allah gave you. It will lead you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the question here, are the brain and the eyes are sufficient by themselves, and the discovery and the lab and the computer to lead us to Allah? It only like introduce you to Allah, the Creator. But after this, you need the revelation to tell you, since Allah is there, what does He like, what He dislike, what He wants, what He... But you could not, by studying the camel, or examining the sky or the mountains, you will know the halal and the haram. So this is something only to lead you to Allah, and after this you have to go and listen to the prophets and the revelations and the books. Okay, this is very important. Alright, so there is something to lead you. Exactly, that He exists. And now, if somebody exists, what does He want from me? Now I need to hear now from the wahi, from the revelation, from the prophet. Now I need to read the book, because the details now. But it's very simple for anybody to be led. And this is the reason found that you understand that we say, if he, somebody born in the forest and no school, no parents, no anything, he will get to know that Allah exists in his own upright nature inside himself, and by studying what's surrounding him. But still have to come after this to learn what is halal, what is haram. Let's go over this verses now, break it down. But the general here, do they not look at the camels, how they are created, and the heaven, how it is raised, and the mountains, how they are rooted and fixed firm, and at the earth, how it is outspread. We already talk about verse number 17. We'll break it down. وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَأَنْ إلى at or to السماء, the heaven or the sky. السماء, the heaven. كيف, how. رفعت, from the verb رفع. رفع سمكها فسواه. You remember? رفعت. Why was that? because the sama is feminine. Okay, so it came with a ta in the end. Rufi'at, it is raised or have been raised. Again, wa ila and at. As-sama, the heaven. Kaifa, how? Rufi'at, raised up. وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى and at الجبال is plural of the word Jabal. Like you say Jabal al-Nur or Jabal Uhud. Jabal, a mountain. Al-Jibal, mountains. Kaifa, how? Nusibat. Fixed, firm, or erected. Nusibat. وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت و and إلى at like say look at such and such انظر إلى look at الأرض the earth كيف how سطحت spread out that means been made in a way that you can travel in it that you can walk that you can go and come that you can take care of your livelihood is not in a way that ups and down and okay but it's been made prepared and been made almost like flat so you can be easy going on it spread out and at the earth how it is outspread why they don't reflect on these things why okay anyway O Muhammad فذكر إنما أنت مذكر things are available for people to think to reflect if they want Some people they may do, they use their eyes, they use their brains, they use their mind, and to start to think. When they see the moon, when they see the sun rising, they see the trees, they see the anything, anything that in this life, even if you look to an ant, it will lead you to Allah. All right? The dates, how the palm tree, the way it looks. And the dates how it comes and the picture of the dates from the outside and the inside and the taste and the color subhanallah all the things how things are irrigated and water with the same water and you found the grapes is green you found the apples is red and you found the mangoes yellow and different shapes, different colors, different tastes, and all of it watered with the same kind of water. How? Why they don't reflect? Nevertheless, O Muhammad, don't worry about it. You do your job. What is your job? Fazakir. Give the da'wah. Remind them. Teach them. Preach. See? So Allah is saying, Fazakir. So, fa means so. Remind. Zakir. Innama, verily, only, anta, you, muzakir. You are Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only, he was muzakir, a person who gives a reminder. Fazakir. إنما أنت مذكر you أنا you فذكر remind إنما أنت you only مذكر a person who gives a reminder. Okay? فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. And you know the zikr, to remember Allah, called zikr. And muzakir, and zakir, and tazkira, all these things comes from zakara. To remember. فذكر, this is order here, telling him, so you remind him. Tells him about the camels, tells him about the sky, tells him about the day of judgment. He tells him. Doesn't matter, they accept, they reject. Do your job. Don't worry about it, okay? Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing, because this is your job. What is the job of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Muzakir. A warner, a reminder. لست عليهم بمسيطر. لست from ليس, not. Okay. لست. You are not. Ta, the ta referring to the Prophet. Pronoun is you. ليس means not. Okay. لست, you are not. لست, I'm not. Okay? لست, I'm not. لست, you are not. عليهم, from على and هم. To, been put together. على and هم. Upon them. On them. بمسيطر. A dictator, in charge, responsible. What does this mean? Muhammad gives him the reminder, teaches him, reminds him. It's not your job for them to believe or not. You do your job. Now the people listen. Alhamdulillah, you don't listen. You did your job. Okay? It's not your job to bring them, to make them accept Islam. But is your job is to what? To teach the Islam. Let the people know that Allah is there, that Allah wants this, Allah says this, okay? Now, if the people respond to your call or not, don't worry about it, because you are not in the charge of them. You are not بمسيطر, نسيطرة, okay? You are not a dictator, or you are not in charge of them. You are not responsible. You don't have authority over them. This is not your job. Your job is to give the da'wah. This is فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر. إلا من تولى وكفر. إلا من تولى وكفر. اكسب. سيف. من هو تولى turns away and وكفر. He doesn't want to listen to your دعوة. Okay, what's going to happen? For the one who didn't listen to you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turns away from you and he disbelieves in what you're teaching. The result, فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. What's going to happen? عذاب. Punishment. ف then يعذبه. Who? يعذبه. The pronoun referring to Allah. Allah will punish him for the people who did not listen to you, Muhammad, and they turn away. Allah will punish him. What kind of punishment? العذاب الأكبر. That means there is a great punishment and there is a minor punishment. Right? The minor punishment in this life, like captivity, jail, being to be captive of wars, this is a form of punishment. A person who's free is not like the person who is in captivity. A person in the prison is not like a free person. So it is some kind of punishment. When people did not listen to you and you go in a war with them and there is a war, the killing and the fighting and the captivity, all this is azab, is a punishment. But in the hereafter, Allah will deal with this person who turned away from you and kafir by giving him the greatest punishment, which is hellfire. Okay? فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. So we understand what means يعذبه from عذاب. عذبا. The verb عذبا. To punish. فذن. Yeah, this for the present tense. عذب punish. Who? Mean him. فيعذبه then Allah will punish him. العذاب, this is noun. So يعذب or عذب is a verb and العذاب is a noun. العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم. إن إلينا إيابهم. إن إلينا إيابهم. إن verily إلينا. إلى النا. إلينا. إلى تو. نا أس. إلينا إيابهم. Their return. When they are revived after their death, they come and deal with who? With Allah. Don't worry about this, Muhammad. You give the دعوة. Because those people, they will return to us. Us means what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why use na pronoun? Because the greatness of Allah, not because there is many Allah or they're going to return to the Jibreel and the Prophet. And no, ilayna iyabahum, the return is belong to us, i.e. I, Almighty Allah. So the word iyabahum, from aba ya'ubu, iyabahum is a noun, their return. When Allah revives them, they will return into who? To Allah. Allah will deal with them. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا حِسَابَهُمْ علينا على أن على means on أن us on us حسابهم from حساب and هم their حساب their reckoning I is the one who make حساب to them judging them reckoning them is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's going to give them blessings or give them punishment, this is belong to Allah. So again, remember Muhammad, you are not have authority over them. You only a da'iya, you only a muzakir. Those people, they will be returning to us and we going to deal with them. Hisabahum from hisab, accountability, the reckoning. So remind them, O Muhammad, you are only one who reminds. You are not a dictator over them, save the one who turns away and disbelieves, then Allah will punish him with greatest punishment. Verily to us will be their return, then verily for us will be their reckoning. Let's be, before time goes, try to read a little bit to see what Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayhi is saying. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about the Ghashiyah, which is the day of judgment, and Allah had explained to us that people been divided to two categories, which is some faces will be humiliated in that day while other faces will be happy, and you can see the sign of pleasure in their faces. Allah had showed us the reward of this and the reward of this. After this, Allah said, أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. This a question, but it's for a form of admonishment for them. Not that Allah asking why not, mean a question, but is a form of admonishment. Like, what's wrong with these people? Those people who deny the day of judgment, the reward and the punishment, Why they did not reflect on Allah's signs and Allah's creation, especially these things which are closer to their hands, as example their camels. This is a closer thing to them, and what is known to everybody in that time. They ride it, they milk it, they eat the meat of it, they benefit from the wool of it, they have a lot of benefit. كيف خلقت, how Allah has created these camels, huge body, strong, walk for a long distance, travel for a long distance, that a human being could not reach without hardship and difficulty. Also these camels carry a heavy weight while sitting and can sit, stand up with no problem. It doesn't need any help. Usually animals could not get up when they have a heavy weight with them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the camels this ability for the benefit of the human being and the service of the human being. That because a human being could not reach the top of the camel, they could not load the camel while the camel is standing up, because you know the camel is much higher than us. So Allah made means that the camel will sit, and you load the camel sitting, and after this the camel will be able to stand up. As Allah stated in Surah Yasin, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ وَمَشَارِبُ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ, that Allah made a benefit and a drinks out of it. Why they did not be grateful to Allah? The use of camels and these animals is a lot, and those people who use them, they know more about it than us. Why Allah did not mention other animals, goats, sheep, cows? After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about the sky, how he raised it, i.e. the people will look to the sky, they see the stars, they see the sun, the moon, and all these great signs of Almighty Allah, which some of it is not even been discovered until today. We did not say that the stars and the moon and the sun, it's all the miracles and all the signs that Allah brought in the sky. There is many other things is not even been discovered yet. Kaifa rufi'at, how it been raised so high. In the meantime, no pillars. You know, you could not have a roof unless you have a pillar or supporters. But this great building has no pillar. As Allah said in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 2, Allah is the one who raised the skies without pillars that you see. وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ, why they don't reflect in these great mountains with these big rocks that close to each other and see with different colors, different forms. And also the things that Allah had put under and inside the mountains from different elements, gold and silver and iron and potassium, all the things, and all these marks and the lines that you see it in the rocks. Those people who study geology, they will know more about the things. They study the knowledge of the mountains and the earth. What they don't reflect in this mountain, how Allah makes it stand like this, to be supports and to be holding the earth down so the earth doesn't tilt, so that the earth doesn't tilt with the people. And you can see how this earth is sitting in the middle of all this water, the water surrounding it from everywhere. Can you imagine a ball that you put it in the middle of a water? How it's going to be jumping and moving and running from a place to place? And sometimes it may be even flipping. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the mountains to be a means to hold the earth down. Same thing like a tent that you set it on the ground. We see many hurricanes and many things happen on the earth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this mountains to keep the earth down. We see how strong the hurricane and the wind destroy mountains, destroy buildings that built by the human being. But this mountains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it on the earth doesn't move from its place, regardless how much is the hurricane and the wind. In addition to this, Allah made it to be like a veil to stop some of this storms that comes from the ocean, so not to destroy the people. More benefits about mountains which we may not even know about it. If all the human beings get together to put a chain over mountains like the way how Allah made it, you could not do it, regardless how much is it strong and how much is they are. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made these mountains, and some of them like a chain connected to each other. And in addition to this, that the roots of these mountains is almost exactly the same height of the mountains itself. So how high you see the mountain is how deep also is the ground. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah An-Nahl concerning the mountains, and after this he said, وَإِلَى الْأَرْضِ كَيْفَ سُطِحَتْ, i.e. look and reflect how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth flat and make it convenient for your cultivation and your building. Otherwise, if Allah make the whole earth be mountains, there will be very hardship for us, and the people could not have stability in this earth. I think we are going to have to close here because there is other class supposed to be starting it. But basically the Sheikh goes more in details, which can take us another half an hour to finish, but inshallah, unless you want to go more for another 5-10 minutes, I can go fast, or this can be sufficient for today. Anybody have a question, comments, concern? Here, Rahmatullah alayhi said, فذكر Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind, and he did not specify who. He did not say remind so and so or tribe so and so. So the reminder is general for all mankind, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been sent to all mankind, i.e. remind the people in all cases and everywhere. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did so, and also the Khulafa al-Rashideen after him, by knowledge and action and da'wah. But not everybody had benefit from the reminder. That because Allah said, فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That reminder beneficial only for the believers. But those who are not believers, it became an evidence against them. It's not going to benefit them, it will be against them. So the reminder is only beneficial for the believer. So when your heart doesn't reflect or doesn't get admonished when you hear a reminder, you need to accuse your heart. You have to understand there is a problem with your heart. That because if your iman is complete and perfect, you will benefit from the class, from the khutbah, from what been said to you. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرُ, i.e. you Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are nothing but a muzakkir, a reminder, a person who delivers the message. As for the hidayah, the guidance, it is in the hand of Allah. As Allah stated in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The guidance of them is not upon you, but Allah guides whom He pleases. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued giving reminder until the last breath of his life. Even the last moment before the Prophet died, kept saying, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard your prayer, guard your prayer, and be kind to those who are under your charge, like your women and your slaves, okay, those that you have position over them. So until the last moment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about to die, and he's still talking to the people about the salah and about those who are under their charge. From the moment the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah sent him as a prophet, Allah said, قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ, get up and warn the people. Until the moment that Allah took his soul, he never stopped reminding the people in all places, in all occasions, everywhere. A lot of hardship and difficulty had faced him. And those who read the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will know what had happened to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in Mecca, and especially from the closer people to him and his relatives, and those who already know him, and they used to call him Al-Amin, the most trustworthy person. They used to trust him a lot, to such a degree when they have the confusion of the replacement of the black stone, and they saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were happy and they accept his judgment. So they know this about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but when he came and told them that he is the Prophet of Allah, now everything changed. Now they start calling him names: Sahib, Kahin, Sha'ir, Majnoon, Kazzab, he's a magician, he's a fortune teller, he's a poetry, he's crazy, he's mad, he's a liar. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued giving tazkir, reminder, and giving da'wah. So we have to understand that the guidance is in the hands of Allah. We could not guide even the closer people to us. So we shouldn't be defeated or feel bad that when we see somebody keeping arguing and debating with us and say, I do whatever I want or whatever it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Muhammad, are you going to destroy and perish yourself that because these people are not believing? This is not your job. Allah said, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ. You have no authority over them. The authority is for Allah. You only a warner. The authority is belong to Allah. إِلَّا مَنْ تَوَلَّ وَكَفَرْ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ اللَّهُ الْعَذَابَ الْأَكْبَرِ. What is إِلَّا here means, that means, but for the one, not except, no, means but. As for the person who deny, turn away and deny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him what? Al-azab al-akbar. When will be the great punishment? In the day of judgment. Inshallah, with this we come to closer here, but when he said the Shaykh fi tafsir, ثم إن علينا حسابهم, and the reckoning is upon us, i.e. we the one who going to judge them, i.e. Allah. The scholar said the way how is the hisab and the reckoning is not going to be a munaqasha, a discussion, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it to be in details, the people will be perished. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills with you in discussion, i.e. in details, in reckoning, you will be destroyed, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask you about each single thing, about your eye. You don't have anything equivalent to present in the day of judgment equal to the favor of having an eye. The breathing which you take it, inhale and exhale with no any hardship or difficulty. The ability and the ni'mah of being able to speak. The ability and the ni'mah and the favor of Allah that you're able to go to sleep, to eat, to drink, all the things. If Allah starts to ask you, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha, "Man nuqish al hisab halak." Whosoever Allah went with him in details about the reckoning will be perished, destroyed. Because how much salah did you do? How many years did you live? 60 years. How much salah did you do? If you put all your salah in one side of the scale and one eye, one of Allah's blessings like the eye, your salah is not enough. Okay? So what about the ni'mah of the lisan, the tongue, the ni'mah of the body, the ni'mah of this and that? Okay? As for the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him in privacy. And Allah remind him about his mistakes and his sin. And Allah tell him, do you remember such and such, such and such? He said, yes, Allah. And after this, Allah would say, I had covered your faults in the dunya, and today I forgive it to you. But for the kafir, Allah is not going to reckoning him in this manner, that because there is no good deed for him. They don't have any good deed to erase what evil they did. with the kufr, nothing can stand from any good deed. The Sheikh ended the surah or the tafsir by telling us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Surah Al-Ghashiyah in Yawm Al-Jum'ah and sometimes in the Eid. Okay, سبح اسم ربك الأعلى, Surah before, and Surah Al-Ghashiyah used to recite them in Yawm Al-Jum'ah because there is a lot of tazkira and reminder for the people about it. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with this. Inshallah, this is our conclusion or our ending for this surah. Inshallah, we'll be starting a new surah, not this week coming, but the week after this, inshallah. We recite the surah one time and after this we close, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.